Hi everyone, I'm David Simner, a technical lead at Redgate, and I'm here today to talk about DevOps for databases with the Redgate data tools. So, who is Redgate? Redgate have been writing tools for SQL Server for 17 years. 91% of the Fortune 100 currently use Redgate tools, and across the world, we've got 800,000 users of our tools. But I'm here today to talk about DevOps for databases and how the Redgate data tools let you extend DevOps processes to SQL Server databases. Now, by SQL Server databases, I mean SQL Server on-premise. We support SQL Server 2005 and up, but also Azure SQL Database as well. So I want to start with this quote from Donovan Brown, who's a principal program manager at Microsoft. DevOps is the union of people, process, and products to enable the continuous delivery of value to our end users. Now, crucially in the quote is the idea that you can't just adopt a product and be doing DevOps. It's about three things coming together: the group of people, adopting a process, and using a product to help them with that process. On the diagram here, you can see the DevOps processes as they apply to databases. So if we look at the region in blue, that's the region we're going to be talking about today. We can see that we can be developing changes to databases, and then in a continuous integration environment alongside our application, we can continuously integrate the databases, we can validate and test, we can package, and then we can release them through a release management software. Today, we're not going to be talking about the bit in black, the monitoring, the backup, and the provisioning, but Redgate does have other tools, such as the SQL Toolbelt, which helps address these areas. If we bring all these processes together into a pipeline, it might look something like this. So on the left-hand side, we've got the team of people, we've got the developers, the application developers, and the database developers working together on the application backed by its database. They can use the Redgate data tools to help them make changes to their database in development. They can then source control those changes, and they can do continuous integration of those changes. The Redgate data tools again help here in a continuous integration environment by letting you do continuous integration of the database alongside the application. The Redgate data tools also help on the release management side of things, and again, alongside the application, the database can be deployed out to all the different environments, and finally to production, which is where the end users can realize the value of those changes. And we're now going to see that in action in a demo. The first thing I want to show you in the demo is the Visual Studio Enterprise 2017 installer and how the Redgate data tools are now included in it. If we select the data storage and processing workload, then the Redgate data tools are shown here on the right-hand side. All we need to do is tick them, and then they'll be installed as part of Visual Studio. Once the Redgate data tools are installed, they add a new project type to Visual Studio. And what that project type does is it lets us manage our database alongside our application, in this case, a website. By managing the database alongside the website, it lets us source control them together, build them together, and release them together, as we're going to see in the demo today. We're going to be looking at Parts Unlimited. And what Parts Unlimited want to do is branch out from just selling in the United States to selling in the United Kingdom as well. That's going to involve some database changes. And we're going to see how the Redgate data tools make it really easy to make those database changes in development, source control them, build them, and then release them to production. So if we look at the database right now, we've got a table for all of our products. And we've got a price column, which is where we store the price in US dollars. And what we're going to do is we're going to add a new column to represent the price in Great British pounds. So first of all, I'm going to open the table designer, which is where we're going to make those changes. So right now, the price column is called price, but I want to rename the price column to be price US dollars to better reflect the information that it now holds. And then I'm going to add a new column, which is the price in Great British pounds. And the type of this column is going to be decimal 18.2, just like the US dollars column. And the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to update my development database. Now, in this demo, I've made those changes to my database using Visual Studio, but the Redgate data tools also support making changes to the database using SSMS or any other database editing tool of your choice. Having made the changes to the database, all I need to do is click the refresh button on the ReadyRoll tool window, and it will analyze the database and see what changes I've made. And you can see it's identified that I've changed the product table. If I double click on this, I can see the information about what change I've made. We can see how price has been renamed to price US dollars, and we've got this extra new price column that's been added. If I click import and generate script, ReadyRoll will generate a script for that change, which you can see here on the screen. The ReadyRoll tool has detected that we've renamed the column, and it's also detected that we've added this new price GBP column. The way that the ReadyRoll tool works is by using these migration scripts. And these migration scripts are generated during development, like we've just generated one here. They're then source controlled and are then deployed out to all the different environments. And the key benefit from the tool working in this way is that it means that we can edit the script if it doesn't precisely capture what we want it to do. So if we look at the data in this table right now, we can see that the price GBP column has been added, but it doesn't contain any data. And that's because we haven't told it what data it should contain. And this is the cool thing about the ReadyRoll tool, in that by letting us in development think about what data we want in this new column, it means that the developer is thinking about that during development, they can test those changes, and they can release those changes to production. Basically, what we've done is we've shifted left the problem of filling this column with data into development. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to write the SQL to populate that column with some data. Now, what I'm using here to make that change is SQL Prompt, which is another one of the RedGate data tools. So we're going to be updating the product table, and we're going to be setting the price GBP column to be equal to the price US dollars column at an exchange rate of 0.8. If I highlight these two lines and then run them, we've now changed the 29 rows, and if I go over here and refresh, we can see that this column has now got some data in it. So that's how easy it is to change the migration script which ReadyRoll has generated in order to have the business logic that we need for how this column is going to be populated. Next up, I'm going to just rename this migration script to better reflect what it does, which is add the price GBP column and rename the price column. Finally, if I click the Refresh Verify Script button in ReadyRoll, it will check the script that I've entered. It will find any typos or any syntax errors or anything that SQL Server is not happy about in that script. And then when I see this import complete, that gives me the confirmation that ReadyRoll has successfully verified this script and is happy with it. So that's how easy it is to make the change in my development database. And next, we're going to look at how we can share those changes with our team. If we go to the Team Explorer, we can see those changes that we've made. We've got this new migration script, and we've got the change to the SQL proj to facilitate adding this migration script to the project. What we need to do now is enter a commit comment, which is alter the product table to support international expansion. And then if I commit those changes and I push those changes, that means that the database change I've made, along with the migration script, is now available as part of VSTS to be included in the build, and finally, to be deployed to the different environments. So now let's head over to VSTS, and we'll see how easy it is to configure the continuous integration and also the release as well. So on the VSTS side of things, I've actually got an extension installed, the RedGate ReadyRoll extension. You can download this from the VSTS marketplace, and this just makes the release side of things in VSTS really easy to configure, and it also adds a testing task, which I'm not going to be showing you in the demo today as well. Before we look at the release side of things though, let's look at the build side of things. So because the database is just another project in the solution, what that means is that when we do a build of the solution, that will build the database project just as it would build every other project in the solution. There is a little bit of configuration to do though, and the ReadyRoll documentation is really easy to follow and makes it clear what kind of extra arguments you have to pass in. But to give you a flavor of them, they're shown here on the screen. Once the build is completed, we see a screen like this, and the VSTS extension that we've got installed adds this extra UI widget here, which gives us a preview of what's included in this build, and so what's included in the release that's generated from this build. And you can see the migration script that we wrote earlier is shown here, and we can also see we get a summary of which objects are being changed as part of this build. And this is really cool because it lets people come together in VSTS and see what's being changed. Although we're not showing it in the demo today, all of the code review side of things in VSTS enable you to review this migration script just as you would review any application code. So now let's take a look at the release side of things. And here we're going to use the task, which is provided by the ReadyRoll VSTS extension. There's the task, and it's really easy to configure the task. And all we have to do is specify the credentials for where we want the deployments to happen. And this means that we can deploy out to all the different environments. Today, I've got CI in production set up, but obviously, if you've got more or fewer environments, then again, you can just configure all the environments that you've got, and it will work for you. So that's how easy it is to set things up. Cool. So what you've seen in the demo is how the RedGate data tools are included in Visual Studio Enterprise 2017 as part of your enterprise subscription. All you have to do in the installer is make sure that you tick the data storage and processing workload. If you don't have an enterprise subscription, then you can get free trials of the RedGate tools from the RedGate website. And if you want to learn more, just go to the URL on the slide.